This is Lisa Loving with the Pacifica Radio Network.
You are listening to We Decide, America at the Crossroads, a joint production of WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City and the Pacifica Radio Network, composed of our sister stations, WPFW in Washington, D.C., KPFT in Houston, KPFK in Los Angeles, KPFA in San Francisco, as well as over 200 of our Pacifica radio stations in 40 different states. So up next, we've got our National Pacifica Radio Network, April 5th, Hands-Off Protest Rewind, documenting grassroots America making history.
In this segment, we're hearing from KYRS in Spokane, Washington, KCSB in Santa Barbara, California, WEFT in Champaign, Illinois, KGLP in Gallup, New Mexico, WSLR in Sarasota, Florida. Roy Clark reporting from WEFR in West Virginia, and Eugene Beer from WGRN in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Lisa Loving with the Pacifica Radio Network.
The Hands-Off Rally in Spokane, Washington at B.A. Clark Park proved that Spokane isn't dull. In fact, people were angry enough to show up in droves. But alongside it, there was a Trump rally running from 2 to 4 p.m.
We have just started the Hands-Off Rally about 2 minutes ago. We were expecting a crowd of 2,000. By now, we have 3,000 people that are lining here. More people are streaming in. We could hit as much as 5,000. A lot of interesting signs are up here. One of them, Trans Lives Matter, Honor the Law, Canadian flags, pride flags, American flags that are inverted in distress, as a lot of people do feel distress, in order to make sure that we do not run into any of the residual Trump protesters. Spokane police officers are keeping the crowd separated and hopefully can continue to keep things peaceful for us. I'm looking for other signs here, many of them saying hands off, and a whole list that includes our bodies, Medicare, Social Security, clean energy, school. The list goes on and on and on. And I am talking to?
Margie.
And you represent who?
The Raging Grannies.
What brought you to the protest today?
The Raging Grannies are always active to use our songs and our sense of humor about any injustice.
Various musicians, including the P-Jammers, contributed their efforts, as they do in many of our marches in Spokane.
And as a spirit of revival right now, we're about 15 minutes into the protest. The crowd is still growing. I would say that we're at about 4,000 to 5,000 right now. People are still streaming into the area. People of various ethnicities, most of them are white, as most of Spokane is white. I've also have been seeing people who are Black, Latino, and I believe I have seen some who are indigenous. Not many, but they are definitely here.
So many people thronged the park that Spokane Indivisible, the chief organizer of the Hands-Off Rally in Spokane, had many of them join together on the baseball diamond with a drone to take a photograph to show the immensity of the crowd.
So many people have streamed in that protesters are now on the baseball diamond in the middle of the park. The Trump people had been at the south end, and they're starting to move off as people are moving in from the north. Easily, we are past 5,000 by now. There's major energy going on today. I am talking to...
My name is Jorge Guerrero. I'm with Latinos in Spokane, but we're here supporting Indivisible and this massive movement that is happening because people are just had it with this administration. They're had it with all the lies. I mean, look at all the signs. They're very creative. They are speaking their minds. And this is very awesome to witness.
The crowd remained peaceful, even as crowds lined the streets on both sides of division. It was an amazing day today. For KYRS Local News in Spokane, Washington, I'm Linnea Kaler.
Hands off! Hands off! Hands off!
We are in Westside Park, Champaign, Illinois, home to the University of Illinois and to WEFT Community Radio. It's April 5th, 2025, and people are gathering for our local hands-off protest, organized by Champaign County Indivisible, to speak their truth in this critical and dangerous moment in America and around the world. Estimates are that between 1,200 and 1,700 people are here on this cold and rainy afternoon, carrying signs and messages and joining their voices with other protests across the country. Spirits and voices are high.
Good afternoon, Champaign County. My name is Tracy Dugan. Like the rest of you, I am here today because I'm scared at the direction our country is going. I am so angry.
Good trouble! Good trouble!
Good afternoon, Mazutska! My name is Julie Pride, and I am the proud administrator of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. I will scream because I'm pissed. The public health web that has been created in the U.S. since the start of this country is nothing short of miraculous. It is responsible for the large increase in life expectancy that we have seen over the last 125 years. It is a massive web that includes research, policies, programs, education, and regulations that have taken generations to build. Are we going to stand by while this administration destroys the gains that have been made in public health?
We have a lot of signs here in Westside Park in Champaign, Illinois, where law ends, tyranny begins. Trump lies, democracy dies. Wake up, America.
Yeah, we better wake up or we're done.
No tax breaks for billionaires.
And we knew this was coming, but people elected him anyway.
Hands off our science. National Institute of Health, National Science Foundation, CDC.
Washington is shredding science, and we need science for preserving health.
This is my adopted country, and I believe in the people. I believe in us. What do you think about the border wall?
Hands off immigrants.
Return to Mexico policy.
Hands off immigrants.
Shipping people to Guantanamo.
Hands off immigrants.
So Trump and Mr. Miller have created a slicing of the immigrant populations such that they can attack them and criminalize them in different ways.
Don't be fooled. Resist, resist, resist.
I'm Cope Cumston, an airshifter with WEFT Community Radio in Champaign, with immense thanks to the Pacifica Network for bringing us together in the unique voice of independent radio stations across America.
We're with Ray Breer from KCSB in Santa Barbara, California. Ray, what happened today in Santa Barbara?
About 5,000 people or more turned out for a march from downtown Santa Barbara to the beach down the main street. It's a good time. A lot of people over 60. I would estimate that at least 50% of the crowd was 60 or older. And those under 30, probably only about 10%. It was mostly white folk, a lot of Latinos, very minimal police presence. But once the march started, we saw policemen at every intersection, keeping the march route from being intersected by traffic. And I talked to quite a few of them. They said they were told to expect a crowd of 3,000 to 5,000 people. And it exceeded that. They were certain it was more than that. When the march got to the beach, we were formed into a human sign that spelled out hands off. And there was a picture taken by a drone.
What was the general mood?
I think there was a great spirit among the people to see how many people there were. Lots of mingling and renewing of friendships and people who hadn't seen each other for quite a while. But there was also quite a bit of disgust, and people were genuinely very angry. Some of the signs reflected that as well in the chants. Well, let's see. I'll start with, this is so dire, even the introverts are here. You're not a king, you're a con. Silence is complicity. Power to the peaceful. Hands off was the theme, of course, and so there were lots of signs for that. Hands off education, hands off free press, my vagina, national parks, Medicare, free speech, the environment, my social security, the Constitution, my neighbor, the courts, Gaza.
Ray, how big is Santa Barbara?
The population of the city itself, I think, is something like 85,000. And of the suburban area on either side, totals about 160,000.
I mean, 5,000 people or more, that's a big protest for a town that size. Mm-hmm.
This was probably the biggest since the first Women's March a few years ago.
What are some of the biggest issues impacting the Santa Barbara community right now?
The ICE crackdown is one that's top of mind. ICE has shown up in the neighborhoods a couple of times and taken a couple of people off the street. So there's a network of people to respond to that. And also education. UCSB here, and actually there's several colleges in the Santa Barbara area. The attack on funding, the attack on science in general, or in education in general. That's a big topic, and it's hitting close to home here.
UCSB is a big science school. It's a big school for biology and I think maybe marine biology. And I was going to ask you if they're impacted by the federal budget cuts.
They definitely are. One of the four speakers before the march spoke about that. She has worked her entire life in international education. She mentioned that this is hurting us here now.
Is there anything else about the protest today in Santa Barbara, California, Ray, that you think listeners should know about?
How about some more signs? Super callous, fragile, racist, sexist, not my POTUS. Worst sequel ever, and the first one sucked. There were a lot of signs that said 8647. We are all immigrants. Swords to plowshares, tax the wealthy, make our country strong and healthy.
What impact do you think that this protest in Santa Barbara today could have for your local community there, but also for the rest of the country?
At least short term, people are encouraged by the number of people that showed up and the spirit among the crowd, you know, how well organized it was. I think people are encouraged that they can get this done. One of the signs I really liked was Congress stop the tariffs. Everybody's wondering how it's going to stop. And so long term, I think that the outcome is going to mostly be showing up the next time one of these is called for and continuing to pound on the Congress people to do something.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Lisa.
That was Ray Breer from UCSB in Santa Barbara, California.
This is Rachel Cobb with KGLP. On April 5th in Gallup, New Mexico, approximately 100 people appeared to participate in the National Day of Action during the rally near the Amtrak station in the city. Following are a few voices from that event.
I'm here because my daughter receives benefits with SNAP and disability and SSI, and all of those things are at risk right now. And if she loses any of them, she's going to be homeless. That's why I'm fighting.
You know, this history here, and they're screaming at us, putting fear into the people, the working class people, the native peoples, the veterans, people of color, the gay community, and people, the Muslims, the Arabs here in Gallup, and the Chinese community. Trump is screaming at us and putting fear, propaganda, and he's using scapegoat to justify his action. It's a slow motion of hate. So the danger is not about abstract, it's personal. It's personal. That's what he's doing.
Fire Pete XF.
So I'm here today because I think that what's happening today is unprecedented. We have a rapid takedown of the government, which is really devastating. I work in the healthcare field, and you know, the fact that we are watching Medicaid being dismantled, we're watching the federal health system being dismantled, it's going to affect millions of people, and it affects the patients that I work with. So I'm out here today because I don't think I can stand by and do nothing.
My husband and I are on a trip, and we made sure to find out where there was a place to be today, and so that's why we're here in Gallup. And my husband picked up this sign for diversity for me and picked up one for education for him. But there are just a million reasons why this must get better. We didn't elect Elon, and of course I didn't even vote for Trump, and they are not trying to work with all of us. we need help for the people that are losing money so quickly right now and losing benefits and losing opportunities. It's really hard. It's really hard to put it all into words, actually. Sorry about that. I can be eloquent occasionally, but just not right now.
She has called our senators from the state every single day. Hard for me, too.
Yeah, we're retired educators. We have family. We have grandkids. I have elderly parents. For every reason that is going wrong right now, it's touching our family one way or another. And thank you, Gallup, for having such a good showing. We're really proud to be here. When we got here, I just started screaming, I found them. I found our people. I found our people.
I'm here for democracy.
I'm here because we have to be here. If we live in America and we believe democracy is important, that we believe voting is important, I mean, our democracy is going to be in shambles. Our economy is going to be in shambles. People are out of work. We're deporting people. This is not what we're all about in this country. And I really hope that we can make a difference today and going forward. And I encourage people to petition and write their senators and write the White House. Let them know that we're upset. And this is not what we're about in this country.
Well, I have two children that are federal employees, and I am worried about their careers with the federal government. They are waiting till April 14th, I believe, is when they will find out if they get RIFT or not. And if not, it's another month of anxiety and nervousness until the next time. So that's why I'm here.
And I'm here, obviously, because I'm 86 years old, and I'm worried about the Social Security situation because somebody up there is doing some very crazy things. He actually thinks that our Social Security is a benefit, which is not a benefit, it's a right. So that's why I'm here.
I'm here because Trump is destroying the country, and I'm very concerned.
This is Jennifer Johnston with WSLR 96.5 FM in Sarasota, Florida. I'm here at the Hands Off protest where we have folks gathered on Bayfront Parkside as well as across the street. We are seeing lots of folks with signs. They stand with Cory Booker, hands off our Social Security, our Medicare. We're seeing a lot of individuals with peace signs and thumbs up. There seems to be a positive feeling. It is hot outside today, and folks are out here with their signs crossing the Ringling Bridge over the newly renamed Gulf of America. We're seeing lots of folks honking and giving thumbs up. I would say there are very few folks who are engaging as opponents from their cars. I did not see anyone out with bullhorns or any opposition. It seemed to be a very peaceful, unifying experience, and a lot of we the people and the power of momentum of individuals raising their voices together. It feels more like a rally than a protest.
Hands off, the friendly city fights back. A demonstration was held at the Marion County, West Virginia courthouse in Fairmont on Saturday, April 5th. Around 120 people came out in protest against the Trump-Musk dismantling of the government, massive cuts to benefits. Benefits such as SNAP, food stamps, Medicaid, Social Security, health care, veterans benefits, also the tariffs and related job losses. Warren Hillsboss, the organizer of the Friendly City Fights Back, talks to me about the reasons he organized.
There's been some job losses recently in the area.
Yeah.
Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, well, so there's three big ones that come to mind. There's been the recent announcement of layoffs at Novelis, the large aluminum processing plant over on the east side, Speedway Avenue to be specific. That's almost 200 jobs, most of them union and good paying jobs. Now some of that we think was in the works for a long time, but so has the fascist takeover of our government.
Yeah.
So not sure that means much. So we have hundreds of people already there who by the end of June will be out of work with no prospects of any sort of help from their company that I'm aware of. Then we have First Energy announced hundreds of layoffs, mostly centered in Western Pennsylvania, but some of those jobs actually are here as well. So we haven't gotten numbers on how many folks here in Fairmont might have lost their jobs at First Energy or in related work. We're still working on that. If anybody does want to get in touch with us, they're welcome to. We want to hear from our fellow workers. And then finally is the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. One of two offices in the entire country was in Morgantown, West Virginia. It was one of our crown jewels of keeping our miners safe when they go underground. They would still be in so much danger if it wasn't for the work of the people at NIOSH. And they were almost entirely cut. It was at least like half of the staff in that office alone was cut unceremoniously in the middle of the night, more or less. They showed up to work on Monday and locked doors. That's about 200. So about half the staff, and the other staff are basically, we think, are being kept around to basically sell off the furniture or something like that.
BJ McManna, a community organizer, speaks to me while she's out today.
I live here in Marion County. I'm also an organizer, professional if you want to call it that. I've been doing it for about 20 years. But when we came back here, it was time to start organizing the people. And I am over the moon right now with everyone that has showed up today. What is happening now was never, ever okay. And they have taken West Virginia for granted for too long. We are a sacrifice zone for natural gas, for oil, for coal, for whatever they can get. And that's part of our problem. This isn't the day to talk about this, but this is the day that everyone here knows that what is happening now is not okay, and we will not stand for it because we know what community is and we know how to change it.
Siden Rivers spoke about she was out protesting Trump attacks on gay and trans rights and cuts to Medicaid.
I am a mother to many trans children. I have raised other people's children for pretty much my whole life. And I'm out here, you know, to protest them taking away Medicaid and Medicare because those things are very close to poor trans people. Because we rely on subsidized health care in order to take care of our kids and to make sure that our people have what we need. You know, hormone replacement therapy saves lives. So I'm here to protest and to show, you know, this is something that means get off of our government. Let's save the government while we still can.
My name is Zayda, and I'm just here to support my community and our and what's going on in the government today. Taking away everything, you know, Constitution, things like that. Protect us from our children. You know.
I'm Roy Clark from WEFR in Fairmont, West Virginia, for Pacifica Radio.
We are at the April 5th Hands Off Rally at the Ohio State House, downtown Columbus, Ohio. It is a light rain, but there are still thousands and thousands of people here. Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Jody.
Hi, Jody. We're with WGRN Radio in Columbus, Columbus Community Radio. Tell us why you're here today.
I am here because I am sickened by the administration that we hold now, and many voices together make a bigger impact than just one voice solitary, so I came out here for all sorts of reasons, just for everybody, pretty much.
Did you make that sign? My grandma did not survive Hitler for me to live under dictatorship.
Yes. She was a young girl living in Czechoslovakia when everything started, and they were German, and they boarded everybody on trains in Czechoslovakia with what they could carry and dumped them off in Germany. And her father was taken by Russian soldiers for 5 years. They didn't know where he was, obviously. And her cousin, although we're not Jewish, had the numbers tattooed on his arm, and I wasn't able to find the stories about that because there were certain things they just didn't want to talk about.
Yes. What do you think of today's rally?
It inspired me so much to attend more of these. This was my first one, so I'm excited to go travel to more.
Nice seeing you here in the drizzly, rainy day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Jody.